So I wonder, does anybody here like jigsaw puzzles? Anybody like jigsaws? You do, Sue, Elka, anybody else? Any of you like jigsaw puzzles? No, you do. You haven't got the time? No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't have very much patience for jigsaw puzzles, so I kind of start, and about 30 seconds later, I'm wanting to do something else. But have you all got a jigsaw puzzle? Some of you have got a piece of a jigsaw puzzle, yeah? If you've got a piece of jigsaw, do you want to have a look at it and see if you can tell me what you think the whole picture would be when that jigsaw was finished? What do you reckon it would be? Any guesses? Any clues? Sorry? Clouds. I mean, everything's clouds. Sorry? Trains, you think, Claire? Okay, right. Anybody else? No idea? No? Okay. It's very difficult, isn't it, to tell what the whole jigsaw is going to look like when we can't see the big picture. I'll come back and tell you what it is in a minute. Has anyone ever been to Sandringham House, where the Queen used to have her holidays? You been there? Yeah? Well, if you go around Sandringham House, we noticed one time that the royal family like a good jigsaw puzzle. And they have in their front room there, if that's the right description of it, a big table and a jigsaw. And when people are coming in and out of the room, they put the picture together. They spend a bit of time putting a few pieces in, and it might take them a week or two to complete the jigsaw. And we tried that one time at home. We thought, well, we'll do that. I think we had a kind of a jigsaw of a plate of baked beans or something like that. It took forever, and all the pieces ended up on the floor, so we didn't do a very good job. But it's very difficult, isn't it, if you haven't got the picture, to know what it is that you're trying to put together. And someone told me recently that they like to do a jigsaw puzzle without the picture. So they like to work out what it is as they go along, which I think is amazing, isn't it? Really, really clever. So the jigsaw puzzle that you've got just happens to be, as Claire said, it just happens to be a steam train. From going through Halstead. I just picked it at random from the back. So that's the picture that your jigsaw pieces would put together. All right? So you might ask, what on earth has that got to do with the baptism this morning? Because we're here for Frere's baptism. What has a jigsaw got to do with that? Well, at the end of the last reading that I just read, Jesus has been baptized. And he comes out of the River Jordan and he hears some words from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. With you are my son, the beloved. With you I'm well pleased. We're invited to hear those words for ourselves when we're baptized. So God is saying to Frere today, you are my child. I love you and welcome. And why would we want to baptize Frere? What are we baptizing her into? What are we baptizing her into? We're baptizing her into the family of the church, which is a worldwide family. It also goes way back in history to the time of Jesus, and will go way forward to the end of time, whenever God decides that is. So Frere is becoming part of God's big picture. And she's like one piece in the big jigsaw. And as people are baptized, they join the kingdom of heaven, God's big plan for all that exists, all that has existed, all that will exist. We take our part in God's big picture. Now, we can't tell what that picture's going to finally look like, but we add pieces in each generation, and Frere is a piece being added today. And she forms part of the big picture of God's plan. And only God can see what that whole picture will look like in the end. But he says to her, you are my child, I love you. Welcome into the big picture. And of course, what are you all doing here today? You're not just here to watch, because in a jigsaw, every piece joins together, doesn't it? Every piece depends on every other piece to form the complete picture. So we don't know what Freya's going to grow up to be like. We don't know what she's going to become. But her parents, her family, her friends are going to be part of that growing, developing picture. And part of the story that you're promising today is to help her to know as she grows up the love of God for her, so that when she knows his love, that helps her to become the person that he intends her to be. So today we begin that journey. God can see the big picture for her. We're all joined together in the whole picture that is his kingdom. And today we add her into that picture. In Jesus' name. Amen.